Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. Hey, I'm really pleased to have John Rubino back with me today. John, welcome.
Hey, Chris. Good to talk to you again.
Well, I am confessing here that I am super frustrated with the markets because they're not doing what I want them to do. And I know that they shouldn't have to do what I want them to do. But it seems so obvious to me, John, that there are certain things that are just... Here's what's completely obvious to me. Greece can't possibly pay its money back even if Angela Merkel decides to extend their payment plan to infinity, right? There's the level of debt they have, they can't pay back. And they've completely reproven post-Cyprus, now in Greece, that that your money is not safe in banks. And what has happened literally every single day since that whole decision came down, his gold has been smacked. Now, we can talk about how the entire commodity complex is getting smacked, but John, I don't put gold. People do lump it and they say, oh, look, all commodities are going down, so gold's going down. Gold is not a commodity. Come on, we don't use it. We don't eat it. We don't burn it. We don't put it in our gas tanks. We don't really do anything with it. To me, gold is a monetary alternative to fiat money. And it struck me as odd to the point of absurd on Sunday evening, 9:30 in a 4-second span. But actually, if you understood which 110 milliseconds to look at, you understood what happened to gold. Gold got assaulted in the overnight markets with some electronic just dump fest, right? But that was sort of the crown jewel on what had been 10 days to a little longer of just increasing weakness around the idea that now that all of Europe has been shown finally and conclusively that the Troika and its equivalent is going to fundamentally raid the little people's bank accounts or anybody's bank accounts, it seems perverse to me as a logical thinking person that that would be the ideal situation to find a lot of additional new gold weakness. Now, other things happening in the world, China, obviously, maybe a lot of people over there looking for extra liquidity for margin calls and things like that. A lot of moving pieces. I'm just wondering, what's your take here?
Well, there are so many cross currents right now, Chris. It's amazing how complicated the world has become all of a sudden. Because, yeah, like you said, we've got commodities crashing across the board. You know, that kind of snuck up on people because we weren't really paying attention in general to things like the price of coal or tin or whatever. But it turns out that everything is down big. You know, oil is back down below $50 from a high of around 110.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.